Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
So we talked about it could be a misunderstanding, it could be unfair judgment, but it also a consequence could be conflict. So now all of a sudden people aren't getting along because of an assumption.
Right.
It wasn't even accurate.
Right.
And it's like, I thought you meant this, right? Text message, you're reading too much into it, didn't read enough.
I read way too much into text messages. I do. It's bad.
Really?
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hey out there, welcome to the Self-Talk Experience, where you already know the things you say to yourself about yourself will eventually attract what you have for yourself. We're back today. Hi there.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good.
We just got back from Vegas. It was 116 degrees.
I know. And it was hot.
Yeah, and one night it was like 9:30 p.m. It was still 109 at night. The sun wasn't even out at that point.
We didn't insane. Stay outside too much.
Yeah. No, it was so hot one day that my phone said it was too hot to work. So we were in a cabana. It wasn't in the sun, by the way. The sun wasn't on it. It was just hot outside. And the phone said, no, not today. Its self-talk was not good. And I put it in the refrigerator in the cabana.
You put it in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I had a conference call. So I had to cool it down so that it would stay cold long enough when I was doing the call.
Okay.
Hey, but my self-talk said, look, we're getting this done if I got to put my phone in the refrigerator. See, solution-oriented.
I love it.
Yeah. We're back home in Maryland where it's still 90-something degrees.
Like it's 98 today.
Yeah, but the humidity feels really bad. But guess what? Today, we're going to talk about assumptions. Mm-hmm. When we assume, what does that mean?
Well,
don't do it.
I know what it means. The old saying, but I won't say it, but we know.
We had Janelle behind the camera that says she's going to say it. So, but I think what happens oftentimes when there's miscommunication and misinterpretation and even friction that's caused between people in their personal relationships and professional relationships, a lot of it is assumptions. And it causes us to say things to ourselves about that relationship. It causes us to say things about a particular group of people sometimes based on judgment.
Right.
And it's skewed sometimes because we just did not gather enough information in order to accurately be able to see the full picture of what it is that we're making a judgment on.
Would you agree that most of the time, when you make an assumption, it goes in a negative direction?
I would say yeah.
I think so. Every now and again, you make an assumption that's a positive assumption.
Right.
You do something nice for someone and you say, I assumed that you wanted more flowers because you like flowers. Or that's a positive assumption.
Right.
But most of the time, I feel like when you assume, you
assume. Yeah, right? I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think so. And maybe we'll get to that ourselves as we go through this, because we thought about this topic.
Okay.
Typically, we think about our self-talk experience podcast topics because of our own journey, right? The things that we have done in the past that have either turned out positive with great results. So we share those things so that you can get a shortcut to wherever you're trying to go based on our mistakes. How awesome is that to learn from the mistakes of others? Or
yeah,
things,
you're
or things that we felt like were turning points for us in our journey, how we shifted our own self-talk.
Absolutely.
And made those adjustments, and then things really turned out to be advantageous in that particular area. Yeah.
Right.
So we thought we'd talk about our own assumptions. I actually wrote down some things here today that hopefully will help out as we're talking about self-talk and assumptions. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, cool. So we realize that assumptions, sometimes we talked about this, will help us to prevent miscommunication, misinterpretation. Mm-hmm. So let's first talk about what some of the consequences and even unintended consequences could be when we're assuming.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about solutions, how you can maybe get around the habits of assuming so often.
I can't wait for you to give me the solutions.
You think you assume a lot?
Depends. Sometimes.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Should we ask somebody behind the camera? So let's talk. So maybe you identify with some of these, or so let me know.
Okay.
Because I wrote down some things that I've witnessed, and only because I'm in a leadership role, I work with thousands of people, and so I'm able to identify quickly, that's an assumption, right?
Okay.
And I've learned for myself, like, I didn't get enough information, so I assume.
Okay.
So sometimes it's a look in the mirror. Are you ready?
Okay.
So number one, we're talking about the potential consequences, even unintended consequences that come from assuming.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, misunderstanding. Already.
I can identify with that one.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
Enlighten me.
Okay. So with incomplete information,
okay,
without knowing everything, we sometimes have a misunderstanding. And we're like, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. You just didn't know everything about the situation, about the person.
Right.
And it's a misunderstanding. It's like, I never forget, I saw on social media, this young lady, she did, and I may have talked about this in another episode, but she did a send-off for prom for her daughter in Philadelphia. And she had this parking lot where she built a castle.
Oh, yes, I know about this story.
Yeah, it was like crazy. Like, it wasn't like, whatever you're thinking, it was more serious than that. It was like a real castle.
Very expensive.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It was a very expensive send-off. Sure. And I forgot how much she spent, but you know, tens of thousands of dollars. It was amazing. It was extravagant. A high school prom send-off, right?
Okay.
So the comments, this is assuming, right? The comments were like, you know, she should be spending that money on her college tuition since she's graduating from high school. And then someone who's a friend of hers responded back in the comments and said, her tuition is already paid for in full. She's a scholarship kid.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow, they assume. One, they assume that she didn't get a scholarship. Number two, they assume that even if she didn't have a scholarship, the girl didn't have money.
Yes.
And she's like, her mom is not worried about tuition. Trust me.
Right.
So somebody else said, instead of spending that kind of money building a castle on the parking lot in Philly, she should own the parking lot.
Oh.
Somebody else came back and said she does own the parking lot.
Oh.
That's why she could build a castle there. I said, oh, it was so good. Because I love to see people win.
Absolutely.
And I love when people, because they're assuming the worst, are taught a lesson. Mm-hmm. Like, you're all in her pockets.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that castle could have been like $100 to her based on the level of income that she has.
Sure.
It could have been more like $10,000 to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in her pockets, right? So my point is, and it kept going. They were like, she should have invested in this, you know, bought her daughter some real estate. She's like, her daughter has 3 homes in her name already. I said, oh. And the person probably saying that may not have a home. Look at me assuming. May not have a home in their name.
Right.
Right? So my point is that sometimes there's, you know.
Limited information.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. You ever find yourself in that situation?
No.
Okay. such a liar.
But no, but I will be very transparent if something strikes my heart.
Okay. All right. I just don't believe that. So sometimes, number one, an unintended consequence or consequence of assuming is a misunderstanding. And so without enough information, we also, number two, have unfair judgments in assessments, in evaluation. And that happened, right, in that situation. They were judging her. Mm-hmm. So what happens there, let's say even on a professional side, if someone says, oh, I didn't give you this promotion, the supervisor didn't give an employee a promotion because I assume you wouldn't want it. You know, you always ask if you can get off early. You always ask if you could take time off. So I assume this raise came with more responsibility.
Right.
So they assume, right? So sometimes it leads people to a judgment that's an unfair assessment or evaluation because they assume instead of saying, hey, there's a position opening up and you actually are qualified for it, been here, you have tenure, but didn't know if you were still planning on, you know, working here for the next 10 years because I know you've talked about, you know, running your own business, whatever. So, but instead of asking questions, which is a solution, I'll go ahead and infuse now. Yes. One of the solutions to limiting assumptions is asking questions, asking for clarity. And so that person perhaps didn't ask the question. If they say, hey, you know, and back to my first, that first story, hey, do you already have a financial plan for your daughter? Because I think that's so awesome what you did for her. Right. It's like, yes, absolutely.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Which, by the way, people, again, in my personal opinion, shouldn't be in people's pockets anyway.
No, but if the question came from a financial advisor who could offer help if she said, you know what, I don't, then that's a good question.
That's exactly
right.
Yep. That's
so
exactly
then you're
right.
not, you're wanting to help and be a part of the solution.
Yep.
Some people are just nosy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a nice way. Yeah,
inquisitive would be nice.
Instead of kind of minding. Right?
Mind the business that pays you.
Well.
That's what I heard. All right. So number three, we're talking about, you know, again, consequences from assuming, guys. And we're going to get to why this means so much to self-talk as well. So we talked about it could be a misunderstanding, it could be unfair judgment, but it also a consequence could be conflict. So now all of a sudden people aren't getting along because of an assumption.
Right.
It wasn't even accurate.
Right.
And it's like, I thought you meant this, right? Text message, you're reading too much into it, didn't read enough.
I read way too much into text messages. I do. It's bad.
Really?
Yes.
Like
I even,
if someone doesn't text you back or Oh, just an emoji.
Yes. No. So I'm so bad. If you just send something and don't put punctuation, is that a period?
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Is that a couple of explanation marks? Are you excited? I really read into it way too much. And I'm working on it, but every time I feel like I'm working on it, I'm not, because I'm like, well, what does that mean? what are you trying
because
to say?
Because
when I send text messages, I'm very expressive. Mm-hmm. So I want that back, but I'm learning that I may not always get that back because everyone is different. I'm assuming you're not excited to go with me because you just put okay. And what I sent was, OMG, I'm so excited. Can't wait to see you next week. Heart, 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 stars, stars, stars. Let's do this. And then you put back, okay, yes, sure, me too. Well, now they did respond, but it makes me feel a way because I'm like, oh, well, they're not even excited. So then I'm assuming they're not excited. They could be very excited. Yeah. They could be busy.
Yep.
They could have looked real quick and said, oh, let me respond real fast.
Yep.
And or they just don't express in that way.
Yeah.
Right? So I have to get better at that.
Yeah. Yeah. So look,
I'm sorry, that was really long, but
no, that's good.
It struck me because in that particular instance, I assume a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm consciously working on it, but I also know that I'm not like, oh yeah, I used to be that way. No, I'm that way. So, I'm definitely that way.
So no, this, I'm sure it's helping a lot of our viewers, a lot of our audience. Look, our daughter's in the background.
No, sometimes I'll send, like, I'll send our daughter a screenshot and say, no, but what do you think this means? Do you think this? And, but she texts the way I do. So she's always like, yeah, they're not. They're not.
So she's not helpful.
Oh no, she assumes with me.
Milan, stop it, girl. You're supposed to be helping mom out. So listen, I, you know, what I found, it's been my experience that when we assume based on someone's thoughts, feelings, or actions, we assume that there should be the same response that we would give, it causes challenges in your assumptions.
Absolutely.
Right? No, you're right. So you can't dictate the emotion, the feeling, and the action that there's a certain meaning that you would assign to that, that is the same meaning that they have.
Right.
Right? That's where that's at. That's the reason why that could be a negative consequence.
Sure.
So, you know what I mean? So everyone doesn't respond the same, but it doesn't mean that they're not just as excited. It means their response is just different from yours.
Well, so what's the solution to that? Do I communicate and say, girl, or do you want to go or not? Are you excited? Like, what's the solution to that?
No. So
I need answers. I want to be better.
Yeah, no, it's good. So the key is, if you're assuming based on the form of communication,
oh, maybe I should call them.
Change the communication. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And see if that helps. Because sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, the same person that just put a heart, when I called them, they were like,
different.
It was different, right? Because they really are. They just not a texter.
No, that I appreciate you. I mean, I know. I just need to get out of my own way, guys.
This is good. This is a healing process for you.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome. Anytime. I got you.
I told you when I identify with something, I would jump right in.
And that you did. So, but yeah, attempt to shift the communication. And if these are friends, right, you could always say that this is how I feel about this.
Okay.
And they're like, listen, let me tell you. And so now you're inquiring, you're getting more information, which we talked about as one of the solutions.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right? You're getting clarity, right? They are enlightening you on, this is who I am. Like, we have friends who they just don't text.
Yes.
They're just not texters at all. Me, I just don't respond quickly. Right. So I do a lot of Zooms and a lot of meetings. Mm-hmm. Podcast, family time. And so I'm missing out on sometimes opportunities where I'm sitting still and just on my phone returning, right? And so sometimes, like, let me, as of right now, I got so many text messages I have right now. You want to read it? Look at the bottom.
1,677. Oh no, those are missed calls.
That's calls.
Oh, your text message, 1,410.
And I respond to a lot of texts.
You do.
But when, this is why, so look, this is an assumption for people. They're like, you know, this is, I have to work on this for me since we're talking about working on things. When people say, yeah, I mean, I know you're kind of busy, but, and then the but. And it's, I have to do all I can to say, I'm a little bit more than kind of busy. Right. Like, I literally do have a full schedule. But even if my schedule is, I'm hanging out with Milan right now. Mm-hmm. I'm present with Milan right now.
Right.
So that's still, but you know, they're like, well, you could have returned my text, right? No, I mean, I will. And if people don't text me again, it went into the abyss of text messages.
It's text message 1,439.
Exactly. So they got a text. It's like, but my people who are close to me don't take it personally.
Right.
They don't assume. They just know, hey, we already know D got a lot going on. So we just going, they just text me again. Hey man, just put my text back up to the top. And I'm like, thanks, man. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Well, I have a little bit more time on my hands. So I can assess these text messages. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Number four.
Okay.
Consequence that comes. And we're done, guys. we've got two more. One, missed opportunities.
Oh, yes.
Right? Making assumptions can prevent us from exploring new possibilities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just assume I probably wouldn't succeed anyway. I assume that I wasn't going to win anyway. I assume I wasn't going to start in that sport anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? They never pick me. They never, right? I never win.
And the one practice you don't go to was
exactly
the,
right.
the one where you were going to get picked to practice.
Exactly right. Or the one showcase you don't go to was the relationship you're going to build with that coach. Or the one networking event you were going to go to because you're like, man, I seem to never hit on any entrepreneurial ventures. And that one relationship from the one event you decided not to go to was going to be the missing link that you needed.
Yeah, but sometimes it's a part of how you present yourself too, babe, because if there's a networking event and I always invite you and I always invite you, maybe there's one that I don't invite you to and I'm there and you show up and you're like, why didn't you invite me?
Right.
Well, I assumed you wouldn't come.
Yeah,
I've
so
asked you to come
sides.
To five networking events and
right.
you said you were coming and didn't come.
Point.
So sometimes we have to look at ourselves how we're showing up.
Yep. Yeah, and this has everything to do with self-talk, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes you're like, they never invite me. Well, no, they did 20 times. You always said no, and then you're mad when they haven't. You're like, why did you invite me? They all out this cookout?
Because they assumed.
You never come.
Right, but they assumed that you wouldn't want to come.
I know. That's what makes it tough. Like, even when we talk about the solutions here, you know, ask for questions, seek clarification.
Right.
Like, how many times do you continue to ask when it's always no?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
That's a tough one, depending on how badly you want that person there, I guess.
Sure. What about you?
Yeah. All right. Last one, because we got to end. Stereotypes and biases. Mm-hmm. We know this comes from assuming. Mm-hmm. Like people assume, or I assume they weren't going to do it because they don't have any money. So it's a stereotype because they grew up in that particular area, because they're that race, because mm-hmm. they're that religion, mm-hmm. because they're right. So stereotypes and biases, unfortunately, are big consequences.
You assume that they wouldn't understand.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. So, but through communication, we break down some of those stereotypes that mm-hmm. hinder people from establishing healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know, like, even with our organization, whether it's Muslim, whether it's Christian, whether it's Buddhism, like, there's so many different faiths
right.
that are part of our organization. And no one's ever, we do our best not to make people feel uncomfortable because they're unlike someone else. We just lead with love.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think that's important because otherwise you're like, I didn't think they would do it because of.
Right.
So I never forget, we were at P.F. Chang.
Oh, no. I know what you're about to say. It's about me. Tell that story.
We're with Mr. and Mrs. Muhammad. And she was like, y'all got to try these pork spare ribs.
That was when I used to eat pork.
And she was like, nothing wrong with eating pork, but unless you don't want to eat pork. So she
but
was
it
like,
was their part she, of their religion.
Yeah, yeah. It's swine. Like, you know, like, so she was like, no, y'all got to have this. And I was like, no. I was like, babe, don't, you know.
You're trying to signal me.
Right.
But
and then
I
kicked her under
it.
The table. And she was like, they came to the table. And she was like, try one. Once
like,
you try
I was
one.
Like, just smell it. Doesn't it smell so good? And they were being so gracious. They were like, no, thank you. No, yeah. not this time. But and then you finally then kicked me really hard. And I was like, why are you kicking me under the table?
Then I had to just say, that's it, bro. Babe.
It was bad.
Muslim. They don't eat pork. You're like, I'm so sorry, but they were so kind. Anyway, so my point is, guys, we all at some point in our lives have assumed things.
Mm-hmm.
We're just asking that you seek more clarification, get some evidence, right? Or you call them receipts.
Receipts, yes.
Right, ask questions. Hey, look, I don't want to assume, let me ask.
Communication is key.
That's the key, it's the key, right? Seek clarity. So let me repeat this back to you because I want to make sure I have it right. It's like, oh, hearing it back sometimes, it's like, that's not what I actually meant, but they had to hear mm-hmm. what it was they just said.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to help you out, guys. It's going to help you to say better things to yourself. It's going to help you to say better things to other people because of how you feel about yourself and feel about their relationship.
Yes.
And you're not going to judge about the text messages and emojis and just hearting on things because you realize that they could be truly extremely excited even though they communicate with a heart.
Yes.
And you wouldn't have. All right, guys, remember the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what we will have for ourselves.
And however, if you are texting me, be excited, please.
See you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Self Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.